Psalm 127 this morning. Appreciate that good singing this morning. Good to have our choir back. So the choir looked a little thin this morning. Appreciate Brother McDowell putting some small groups together to have those songs. I'm thankful for that. Psalm 127, today's a special day because it's the Lord's Day. And today is the day we set aside some time to assemble together as believers, open up the Word of God, worship Him through song, through preaching, and that is where we're at right now. Psalm 127 and verse 1, it says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so He giveth His beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." Let's pray. Lord, thank You for this morning. God, we're thankful that You are fairer than all. God, I thank You for the goodness that You hold and the grace and the mercy that You hold, Lord. I thank You for the gift of families that You've given to us. God, I pray as we study this passage that we'll evaluate what role we could play in these lives. And God, I pray that You'd help us. Help us to continue to be good examples. Help us to lead and guide through wise words and Your wisdom, Lord. We need that. Lord, I know I need that in my life. Lord, help us here. Lord, we love You and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is a special day here too. Also, we have our child dedication. And you know, the Drowmans are thinking, what am I doing here then? This is long since passed. No, we all have a role in the children of Walker Bow Baptist Church. If you're a member of Walker Bow Baptist Church, although there's children running around with different last names, you still have a responsibility. And you still have an obligation, an opportunity. What is leadership? Leadership is a word that we'll call influence. Leadership is influence. To be able to have influence in someone's life is quite a gift. And oftentimes we neglect that or look over that. As parents, we have influence. Mandated by God and sometimes executed by force, right, as parents. And as we study this passage, Psalm 127 and verse 3, it says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord." That word heritage kind of stood out to me. It's not a word we used often. The Bible says this, an heritage of the Lord. What does that mean? That means, listen now, as I looked up this word, that means it is something that requires special care. Oh, that's good. God's words are perfect words. And when we look at our children, yes, they will leave a legacy. We know that word inheritance, very similar meaning. But an additional definition of heritage is an object of special care. That means the little people that are running around here require some special care. We know that physically. We've seen it, right? They need some extra... one of my children this week, they cut their finger. And oh man, they needed care. What happened? They got a little cut and Joe needed... He couldn't do stuff. Like, he was taking himself out of his own personal chores and things. What did he need? He needed some love. He needed some care, right? Mom, I think the word boo-boo was said. And we know physically our children need that, right? So thankful for Joe. Joe was a joy around our house. Anyways, bragging about my kids. We know children need care. We know, look at 1 Peter chapter 5 real quick. 1 Peter chapter 5. Some were asking, yes, we have service tonight. So yeah, there's a football. Yes, I understand. But we are having service tonight, just in case you're wondering. Bible's given this illustration or use of the word here similarly to pastors as they work with as it says, sheep here. In verse 2, it says, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. Here we see another use of that. Not only say, well, my kids are, yeah, but here there's a definition given to even church members of, hey, they require some special care. Special care. We know that. We are individuals. We are people. We have souls. We have feelings. We have, and so do those little people that run around. They're not like the dog. Dog does dumb things. And I take the dog and we have a crate in the basement, and for disciplinary measures, we put the dog in the crate to show him how dumb he is. And we lock him up and we put him down there for a couple hours, and then he like barks and then we let him back out. And as mad as I was at him, he just comes up, you know, he's so excited. Like, I've been gone all day, and he comes upstairs and he's ready to lick everything, and honestly, he would do the same dumb thing if I let him again. He's got almost no memory, I think. Children aren't like that. Now I understand what the Bible says, that we need to take care of our beast and all that. But there's something special about people. And God has given us an heritage, as it says in Psalm 127, that requires some special care. We have a great responsibility. Some people run from responsibility. This morning's message is to try and remind us and encourage us to do the things that we're already doing, but maybe even go a little bit further. It's raising children is not just fulfilling a calendar obligation, meaning I just got to get them alive to the age 18, and then they are no longer my, what, responsibility. I've succeeded as a parent. I've produced a child or a human that can... No, there's much more to parenting than that. It's not just toss them a little food, a warm place to stay, and prop them in front of a screen. No, as a parent, we have a responsibility of taking some special care. That's what that heritage says. Though children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of His womb is... His reward, fruit of the womb is His reward. Look at verse 5. Look at this next word. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full. Hey, if we do how God says we ought to do, if we follow the pattern in which God has placed. Now, again, let us remember this. We are dealing with humans. And each human has something that God has beautifully instituted into each one of us. Jacob, He has given us a free will. You know what that means? That means you can choose to do whatever it is that you want. There's consequences and rewards. And I pray as a father, we pray as members, that our young people would do what? That they would choose to follow God. Do we know that sometimes that path wanders a little bit? Yes. And that's why there's a bunch of people on the outside saying, get back in there. If you ever drove down the road, there's a couple things that help protect people. They're called rumble strips. Hate rumble strips. I hate texting in rumble strips. Guardrails. Why? I'd rather scrape up the side of my vehicle than come into oncoming traffic. And that's kind of what God has placed in our life. As young people kind of bounce through this world, bouncing off guardrails and hitting rumble strips along the way, He's lined their life with people that care for them, parents being most influential, but also we have a church that are kind of on the outside saying, hey, get back in there. Hey, you're getting into a dangerous zone. Out this way, there's problems. And if they choose to do that which is right, what does the Bible say? Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. Hey, there's a joy. 3 John chapter 4, right? I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth. If you could offer me, if there was an ability to offer me the greatest possessions this world could manufacture, cars, house on the lake, vacation, money, or your children walking in truth, you can keep all the stuff. Now, if I could have both, no. No, what is most important? That our children walk with the Lord. You may be sitting here this morning and you feel like your family is healthy. We have this beautiful plant. This is not fake, right? Is it? This is real? All right, great. Some of the fake plants these days are exceptionally good. This is a real orchid. It's beautiful, very delicate. It's healthy right now. You can see that we have new little buds here, and pretty soon, maybe in a week or so, these might turn into some of these. And we look at this and go, oh, look at this beautiful thing. It's all set. It's all healthy. And sometimes we evaluate our own families like that. Hey, we're all good. Everybody's good. Everybody's coming to church. No one's in jail. Everyone, for the most part, maybe 4 days out of the week, we don't want to kill each other. And everything's good. But healthy families still need ongoing care and attention. This message isn't just for, oh, those people that whose kids are on the brink of or whatever. Or you, as a parent, you're on the brink of. No, there's fruit today, but you know what you got to do? You got to keep watering the thing. You got to keep taking care of it. Hey, we have toddlerhood mastered at our house. The only problem is we don't have any toddlers anymore. Went through it 5 times. You got to figure it out. The pacifier doesn't have to be that clean. The vegetables don't have to be pulsed to a degree of... 1-year-olds like pork chops. I'm just telling you. I'm just letting you know. Just letting you know. We learned that. But the problem is, we're past that point. We did good at toddler, and we think, oh, we got him through the toddler years. No one broke it. Well, we had minor, you know, and here we are. Hey, just because your family is healthy right now doesn't mean that they don't need ongoing care and attention. They need people lined along their life, holding them in. Be an example. The most important thing in a child's life is that they know the Lord. Everything in your home ought to promote and point your children to the gospel. Because the indwelling Holy Spirit of God will follow them no matter where they go. Even if they choose to wander from the things of God, you know what? They're no longer just fighting the voices that they've heard in their head of mom and dad saying, they're fighting God Himself. And they're going to go out and they're going to maybe sow some wild oats and do all of that kind of stuff. Hey, that's not the best life, I'm here to tell you. But if they're a child of God, they got something going on inside that is pushing them, pulling them, fighting with them. The best thing we could do is to help one another draw nearer to the Savior. So I want to try and help you here this morning. 4 quick things. 4 quick things. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Write these things down. This is going to be important. How What can I do? Ever feel helpless as a parent? Oh, man. That's an awful feeling, isn't it? I remember when we were bringing Sam home. Very day two. You had to go through all this paperwork. You had to fill out all this stuff. And they pretty much just are like, all right, goodbye. And you're like, I'm not sure we're ready for this. They come out, they walk you out, they check the car seat. The most important thing that they care about is the car seat. Nurse checks the car seat, all five-point harness, click, 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 you know, strap him in tight. You know, he's sitting there. All right, you're good to go. No, I'm not. What do I do when he cries? What do I do when he has needs? What do I do? And there we are, and you feel overwhelmed sometimes. You hit the wonderful twos, and they learn the word no. Hey, honey, it's time to go to bed. No! Oh, that's new. Sweetheart, can I talk to you for a second? My two-year-old just told me no, and I don't know what to do about it. What do you do? 14-year-old son stands up to his father. What do you do? 25-year-old daughter calls you broken. What do you do? Ever feel overwhelmed? Ever feel like you have no idea? I wrote on the front of the bulletin this morning, that I remember talking to a parent some years ago, and they were in frustration, said, I wish that came with a manual. I wish not only did parent or children come with a manual, I wish parents got a manual. How to parent. Thankfully, the creator of this all has some thoughts. There's a lot of worldly wisdom out there, and it works for a little while. Remember years ago when time out became a thing. Say, what's time out? Well, we're going to just kind of put you over in the corner here and let you think about all the bad things you just did. Don't want to be aggressive. Don't want to be confrontational. Need to be your four-year-old's friend. What do you do? What does God think about that? Does God have time out? 1 Samuel chapter 1. We look at the life of Hannah with Samuel, and Hannah's distraught. She was, look at 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 10. Just one quick thought out of all this. We could pull this passage apart and learn so much from it. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 10, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. What was the problem, Hannah? She didn't know what to do. What did she do? She prayed. If we jump down to, we know the passage, right? She's praying and the priest comes in and says, this lady's crazy. She's drunk. She's talking, but no words are coming out. Verse 13, and now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved. But her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. No, she was talking to the Lord. She was pouring out her heart. Look at verse 20. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about when Hannah had conceived, God works a miracle in the body of Hannah, hears her prayer and answers it. Look at what she says, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel because I have asked him of the Lord. One of the best thing you could do as a parent, look at verse 27, is to pray. For this child I prayed. Are you a praying parent? Are you praying for our young people? Again, Friday night we had a special youth emphasis, and some didn't come, but some prayed. Look at Proverbs chapter 14. Prayer not only works for our young people, but it helps us as parents. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26. And the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Say, how can I protect my children from all the craziness that's going on in this world? Hey, young people right now, can I tell you, the late 20, maybe mid-20s to mid-30s are seriously, a serious concern of theirs right now is, do I really want to bring a child into this world? It is upside down and backwards. Correct. But as a godly, or as a parent that loves righteousness, I have an ability to create a place of refuge. How is that? Through prayer. We pray protection around them. Say, in what way? How about their peers? Two things. Number one, steer clear from wrong influences. We all know in our own life what it has done to us to fellowship with those that don't walk with the Lord. Great danger. But we also know the blessing to have someone come alongside and encourage us in the things of right. So what do you need to pray for? Pray that your children or the children of this ministry find and latch onto godliness in friends. Child Dedication Day, I'm just going to be honest, is not for the kids. This day, because we're going to bring up, in a little while, which is the best part of this service, we bring beautiful little children in, escorted by their parents, and they hold them there. It's kind of like Lion King, you know, we lift them up. No, we don't do that. But they hold them there, and they have no idea. Marissa has no idea what's going on today. Child dedication is for the parents. It's a commitment on the parents of, I'm going to pray for my children that they would find friends that would encourage them. Say, can that really work? The Bible says it can, that you can create a place of refuge for them. Look at Matthew chapter 6. How serious is that prayer stuff? Super serious. Whoa, I didn't know it was super serious. Oh yeah, that's a biblical term, super serious. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 16. Moreover, when you fast, be not as hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret, what shall he do? He shall reward thee openly. What happens? God creates a place of refuge around your children. Point number one, for some parenting help. Number one, we need to be parents of prayer. For their peers, because it's serious. How serious do we take our prayer? When was the last time you fasted for your children? When was the last time you fasted for our teenagers here, our young adults here, the little people in the nursery? You know, little Josiah Runyon, what a beautiful little boy that is. He's two now, right, Mrs. Runyon? Two. When was the last time you fasted for a young child in the nursery? Say, yeah, they don't need, they're just looking for a toy. They're a soul. They're a soul that needs some people standing along the guardrails of life to help keep them in. Pray for their peers. Pray because it's serious. Number three, because it connects you to them. When was the last time you prayed with your children? When was the last time you heard your child pray? Not just for the meal in front of them, but truly heard their heart their struggles as they pour their heart out to God. It connects you to them. It's amazing to hear children pray. It's amazing to hear what's serious to them. It's amazing to hear what they actually see. You think you're pulling something over on them. You think they don't hear that. No. It connects you to them. Proverbs chapter 3. In verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Know who need guidance? Young people. Know who else need guidance? Old people. The Bible says, as we pray, what can we pray for? God, help us. Some decisions just aren't black and white. For both of you. Do I go this way or do I go that way? Do I do this? Pray together. Pray for them. Pray for wisdom on your part. Lord, do I reward them or discipline them? Ever feel like there's certain circumstances where I could either spank my children or take them out for lunch, and it's the same circumstance? It's like, I don't know. God, I need guidance. I need my paths directed. Where do I go? I talk to the God that actually knows. Psalm 46. Lastly, for prayer. Psalm 46. In verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. We've been talking about this quite a bit lately. God writes words like that, Selah, or Selah, depends on who you talk to. You say it's Selah? Interesting. Paul does it. You'll see right in the middle of a passage, he'll just say the word amen. What does that mean? Stop. Think. I just said some, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, penned onto the pages of your Bible, are some serious and powerful things. Stop there and think about that. So that's what we'll do. What do we pray for? We pray for strength. Parenting will take every ounce of strength you have. It's a good thing I've been lifting, and Oh no, it is not about physical strength. It is an emotional and spiritual strength. Do not compromise on your faith. Your children, the children of Walker Bible Baptist Church, need you to stick by it. Don't quit. Last thing they need is another example of hypocrisy. Anybody perfect here? No. Anybody make mistakes? All the time. I'm not saying you got to portray some false sense of righteousness. But you better be walking with the Lord. How do I do that? Well, I ask God for strength. Because there are some days I don't want to parent. Anybody ever feel that? Am I the only one? Mr. Lee, do you ever feel that in your days? I don't want to be a parent anymore. Good news, I got this child I prayed. All right, back at it. Lord, I need strength. Strength to not compromise. What can I do? You can pray. Number two, Ephesians chapter 6. See, number two, I only get one message today. That's it. We've got a special service tonight. You are going to, if there was a service, we got five young people preaching tonight. 5-minute messages. We got two little kid specials tonight. Brother Rice is going to be preaching a little bit tonight. 15, 20 minutes we said about. It's going to be a special service tonight. Make sure you come back. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. But here's the guidance. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. to nurture, to help grow, to cultivate. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, right? Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Training is awful. Ever train for a race? Not like wake up like 3 days before you have to run and try it. Like truly train. Years ago, I was getting ready for a half marathon. And every Saturday, I was running a mile longer and a mile longer. And throughout the week, I was running multiple times just trying to keep up with it. Say, how was that? Awful. It was awful. But at the end, when I didn't die, did okay, professionals train. We have two young men at our school that are not only holding down our academic curriculum, but also partner up with Wamoco and are getting a vocational training, hands-on. One's going for physical therapy, one is going for carpentry. What do? They're being trained in a specific area. That takes work. That takes effort. As parents, again, so many times we just want to slap our children in front of a screen because it's easy. I unfortunately used to tease Saturday morning. We'd have a babysitter. Her name was Wixie. It was WXXI. 6:30, the kid comes in. Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast? WXXI is for breakfast. Go watch Curious George frustrate some adults for a little while and come back to me at around 8. And a lot of our parenting skills are, oh, I just got to appease our children. There's no training in that. You know, send them out into the world not ready for the life. They don't nurture an admonition of the Lord. It's not just what side of the plate to put the fork, it's how to walk with God. That's what it says, nurture an admonition of the Lord. It takes training. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. All scripture is given, in verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Instruction manual you're holding in your lap. Isn't that a blessing? The Word of God will lead your child or you where no man could ever. It gives us instruction for righteousness to help grow us. The Bible tells us there's things that belong in our life and there's things that ought to be removed. And here we have the instruction on what to do. It's a pretty thick instruction manual. For my birthday, I got a new board game. I like board games. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. I like board games. And the instruction manual for the board game was 24 pages long. Say, that sounds awful. That sounds wonderful. That means it's a deep, heavy game. I'm excited about it. Played it one time. Took us 3.5 hours, Raj? 3.5 hours. One game. So you like that? Yeah, that was great. Sam, Joe, they played together. We really liked it. Probably our best game right now. Really excited. So what does that mean? Don't be afraid of a thick instruction manual. Just keep reading it. When we were playing the game, we had the instruction manual out. I got a question about that rule. Hey, hold on. Pull out the instruction manual. Let's see what it says. Hey, Mom, Dad, I got a question about this. Why is it okay for that person to go there and you tell me no? Hold on a second. Hold on, let me get the instruction manual. Here's what God says. And I'm not responsible for that other person. And I understand that that's what you would like to do, but this is what the Bible says. So that's what we're going to do. I don't like that. No, that's right. You'll get over it. You'll live. Questions. Answers. Young people have questions. Parents do a great disservice from our children if we don't answer their questions. properly through the Word of God. That helps them grow. We're afraid. What happens if they ask me something I don't know? The answer's right there. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. In verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Verse 9, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Hey, it's going to be helpful to you. Or it could also damn you. Chains about thy neck. If you forsake the law, well, you're going to have trouble. May no child walk out of our doors ignorant towards the principles and the wisdom of God. That would be like a child graduating from, a young person graduating from Lake Ontario Baptist Academy. We have 6 seniors slotted to graduate this year. And they get up there and they have their speech and they're ready to go and they don't know how to read. We have, as a school, have failed. As parents, it is our responsibility to nurture our children, to help them grow in their walk with God. That's the best thing you could do for them, to help them grow. There's a second part, to nurture and admonish. Admonishment is correction. And some parents are afraid of nurturing. Some parents are afraid of correcting. Don't want to make our kid mad. Don't want them not like me. Well, is there a principle there in our life where God approaches that? He does in Hebrews chapter 12. He tells us that He chastises us and corrects us. And why does He do that? Because He loves us. What kind of parent watching their child run into highway traffic wouldn't say, "Stop!" Warning. Admonishing. Why would we do that? Because we love them. We're trying to protect them. Proverbs chapter 13. I remember when my mom would go to these passages, or a preacher would go to these passages, I would sink in my seat. I knew going home, things are going to be different for a little while. Better walk that line. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Take care of my stuff. Leave my sister alone. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Kids sitting in here thinking, wow, my parents really love me. Part of parenting is admonishment. Have you ever sinned before? Sure. How'd that make you feel? Awful. Guilty. Ugly. Dirty. Say, that was so mean of God to do that. That's chastisement. Ever see the consequence of sin in your life? Why is that? It's a deterrent. Last time I pulled my sister's hair, I had trouble sitting down for a little while. No, I'm not going to do that again. In our own life, as we walk with the Lord and we see the chastisement of the Lord by our own decisions, what does it prove to us? That God loves us. And He is aware of our circumstance and our situation, and He's helping us stay in the guardrails. Proverbs chapter 19. Do we discipline children in anger? Never. We shouldn't. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18, chasten thy son while there is, what's that next word? Hope. Isn't that good to know that there's time? You may be sitting here this morning going, I've made a mess of parenting. Good news, we get another opportunity. It's amazing to me. Children are like my dog. I could blow it the day before, but the next day, good morning, Dad. What's for breakfast? Son, I almost disowned you yesterday, and you are just happy to see me. You know? Joe's licking my elbow. You know, I mean, it's just... They're so forgiving. Praise the Lord. Hey, you got hope. There's still time. And let not thy soul spare for his crying. Ooh. I've seen a lot of false crying in my bedroom. That's where sometimes we have conversations with our children. So are you worried about this on Facebook? No, I'm not. You worried about recording this? No, because this is what the Bible says. Hey, there's abuse. I do not in any way advocate for abusing your child. You better do this in love, or I'll turn you in. That's wrong. But there is a correction. Dad, I promise I'll never do it again. And that might get you one time. All right, they said. And they go right back out there and do it. Get back in there. That's it. It's coming down now. What were all those tears? They were fake. Hey, don't listen to the tears. You know, each of our children were different in their discipline, and they all had excuses. They all tried to figure out ways. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 15, it says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. There's a way to get foolishness out of the heart of a child. How's that? Through his backside. Through her backside. That's what it says. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. It just comes right out. Boom. That's what the Bible says. Admonish them. Correct them. Say, I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid of nurturing. I don't know what to say. If they ask me a question, I don't know how to respond. Hey, get the instruction manual. Pray for them. Pray with them. Pray for wisdom and guidance. I think you get the idea. Proverbs chapter 29. We can keep looking at these verses. Proverbs 29 and verse 15. The rod and reproof give welts. No, that's not what it says. The rod and reproof give wisdom. Wisdom. I'm just going to let my child alone. I'm sure they'll find their way. But a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Children need parenting. They need you. They need you to help them keep in line. Why? Because if not, they're off the deep end. Left to themselves. Nurture, admonish. Lastly, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. What everyone needs. We're almost done. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Verse 8. Charity never faileth. Charity never faileth. What does your child need? Love. They need to be loved. The love of a parent to a child is often expressed in multiple different ways. Through sacrifice. Through nurturing and admonishing. We saw that, right? Why do I invest so much of my time? Why are you the focal point of my waking days? Why do I discipline and respond? Because I love you. Through care, here's one. The love of a parent is often expressed. Can I tell you? when it's all said and done, it will not matter the possessions that you bought your children. More than anything, it will be the time that you spent with them. Things come and go. You could have bought them the greatest gift at the time, the most fad gift. Everybody wanted it. There was one in the United States and you got it. Great. But eventually that thing's going to break. That's going to go away. The time invested in them is an expression of love. The interest that you take in young people's lives is an expression of love. Here's our last point. Here's our last thought. This is what it's all about. The commitment to parenting. The commitment to young people. Even though it gets hard sometimes, even though sometimes we want to quit, even though sometimes we have no idea what we're doing, even though sometimes we're afraid to correct, even though we might not have all the answers, there has got to be a commitment on your part. And that's what this little certificate is. That's what these Bibles represent. That's what this time does, is just publicly and in our hearts, we're saying, as best as I possibly can, I'm going to bring my children up in the ways of God. It's a commitment. Why? Because you love them. They can drive you crazy. They drive you crazy. Maybe your kids are different. I don't know. My kids drive me crazy sometimes. A lot of times. But I love them. Because of that love, we make sacrifices. We do care. We spend time. We take interest. I have two daughters. And their interests are very different than my interests. Daddy, isn't my hair beautiful? Yeah, great. Daddy, look, mommy did my nails. Great. It would be important for us. Oh, tell me about that. How does that go? How do you put, just take an interest. Why? Because we love them. We got young people running, literally running up and down these halls. Do you want me to trip them? You want me to slow them down? What do you want me to do, Pastor? I'm ready. You want me to get them down? You want me to sit them down and tell them to be quiet? No, I want you to take an interest in their life. I want you to find out what their struggles are. I want you to figure out what they need and pray for them. They need someone standing along the guardrails of life, keeping them in. Because if left to themselves, they're going off. I'm going to pray. As I pray, if someone could go get our little children. We have, Mrs. Wandel, do we have certificates all signed? We have some certificates. We're going to have a time invitation. Maybe as a parent, you want to come forward. I think we only have like three families this morning. We got two that are out with sickness. So we're gonna do this again. Say we're going to preach the same message. No, we're just going to do a little dedication at the end of another service. But when everyone's sick and, or not sick and back together. Say, this isn't for me. This is for everybody. Say, I don't have kids. I don't have kids in the house. Yeah, but if you're part of Walker Bible Baptist Church, you got kids. As a parent running around, trying to keep it all sorted out, you have a great responsibility. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. Thank you for direction, guidance, instruction, hope, strength. Thank you for all that you are for us. Lord, we love you. We are thankful that you would help us along this way. Lord, I pray that as parents, as we commit our children to you, Lord, I pray that you'd be honored and glorified through all of that. Lord, help us with these things. Lord, bless this time of invitation now. I pray maybe parents or adults would come and pray for our young people, their own children. Lord, I pray that you'd hear our prayers, that you'd see our hearts, and God, know that we are way in over our heads and we need you. Lord, we love you and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message here this morning? Mm-hmm.